The highest praise composer and pianist Duke Ellington gave for music or people was to say they were beyond category. And if he were here, he'd surely say that about Laura Downs. She is a pianist, but also a producer, curator, and advocate who spent years promoting and performing works by artists who didn't get the recognition they deserved in their own time, often because of their race or gender. And her new album is called Love at Last. Laura Downs told me she chose most of these pieces during the isolation of the pandemic.
Some of the music was written for me during that time. Some of it was music that I found because I was kind of looking for music of purpose and message. But I think that the main impetus was my awareness that when we kept talking about unprecedented times, that wasn't true. That everything we were experiencing was precedented, and this music was illustrating that. The oldest piece on this album was written at the turn of the 17th century during a time of pandemic.
Wow.
Sleepers Awake. That was really, really clear to me that I could take this music and really show cycles of history and, you know, the ins and outs of tragedy and chaos and the possibility always for new beginnings.
Start the album with a short piece called Dawn, which is also just a very brief piece, but with a big story behind it.
I mean, it's a little pop tune. It was written by a composer named Jaroslav Ježek, a Czech composer who was born around the turn of the 20th century. And that tune was played every morning on the radio in Prague during the Nazi occupation. It was kind of a secret message of resistance, you know, that there would be a new dawn, there would be a brighter day. I came across that tune some years ago. I was invited to play a concert at the Czech Embassy in D.C., and I just thought it was, you know, a sweet little tune, and I played that piece, and everyone in the room was in tears. And that spoke to me, that moment of, like, inherited meaning, right? That probably everyone in that room had experience of this piece handed down through their parents or grandparents. This idea that music travels and carries with it its own time and then translates that into ours, that to me is just so incredibly powerful and beautiful.
Of the 24 pieces on this album, some of those are from historical composers like the one we've talked about, but you've also worked with quite a few contemporary composers. Could you talk a little bit about how you chose them, the relationships that you had with them?
One of the really lovely things that happened during the pandemic, music was just showing up for me. I remember my birthday in 2021. I received two pieces of music from composer friends who just were thinking of me and wrote these pieces as little messages of comfort. Music is able to do that, right? You pour your grief, all your emotions into music, and you create something beautiful. And so to harness all that beauty into this one album, it's really just a testament, I think, to the hope and the growth that comes out of times like these.
Nobody sends me music on my birthday. I feel kind of hard done by, but okay.
I will.
Okay, well, thank you. It's coming up, so get busy.
Okay. But
so many of the stories behind these pieces, they were born in times of tragedy or pain.
Absolutely.
But you've also put this album together at a time when we are very aware of a lot of the suffering in the world. You know, Europe is once again at war, you know, as we're coming out of the pandemic and so many of these other things. And I'm just wondering, did you think of this album as kind of an answer to that, or do you think of it as an escape from that? What do you think?
Oh, wow. I don't know that it's either of those things. It's clearly not an answer, except to remind us again that nothing is unprecedented. In terms of the tragedies that we are witnessing, you know, we have this incredibly intimate lens on all of the human suffering in the world. We see it all day, every day on our little screens. And what I notice is the core humanity in there. You know, that yes, there's a country at war, and within that country at war, there are mothers caring for their children, you know, and there are strangers helping each other. Within all the terribleness is goodness. I mean, that's what's echoed in the poem that inspired the album that was written by a poet named Shaul Chernikovsky in 1894 in Odessa, somebody who was about to live through two world wars and see the worst things, you know, that humans can do to each other. But he was a young man when he wrote this poem. And it begins like this. Laugh at all my dreams, my dearest. Laugh, and I repeat anew that I still believe in man as I still believe in you. Let the time be dark with hatred. I believe in years beyond, love at last shall bind all people in an everlasting bond.
Laura Downs, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. It's such a pleasure.
Laura Downs' new album is called Love at Last, and NPR Music just posted a Tiny Desk concert featuring Laura. You can check that out at nprmusic.org.